Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So credit where it's due. If you're listening right now in Richmond on AM 910 and FM 1051, hopefully before we got on the air, you were listening to our buddy Adam Epstein. You know him as AWOD. Perhaps you're even a member of the AWOD Army. It's very possible.
Yeah, of course.
It's a growing army. It's a many, many people form the army, the militia, if you will. Well, I was on AWOD's show this afternoon, and he asked me this question, Danny. And after I hung up the phone, I was thinking about it. I'm like, damn, that's a good question. I'm going to steal that.
Yep.
What he asked me was over under 1.5 picks for the Commanders in the first round 2 weeks from tonight. On Thursday night, round one. This is another fun way of asking, do they trade back up into the late first round, presumably to take a tackle? But I'm not even going to tell you my answer yet. I want to know yours. Over, under 1.5 picks for Washington in the first round.
I think this is as coin tossy a proposition as you're going to find in this draft for Washington, right? Like, the number one coin toss is, as of right now, what quarterback they're taking it to. The second thing is, do they go back into the first round to get, presumably, the left tackle? Because of where the market is going to go, or where that draft presumably is going to go. Now, there's surprises all the time. It may be a guy they like at 21 or 22 on their board, is there at 36. That stuff happens all the time. It's routine. They're always, quote-unquote, surprises. Whew. Do they trade back into the first round for that tackle? Because I think you could, if you stayed put in the 30s, 36 and 40 where they are, you'd end up with a wide receiver you liked, right? I just think you would. I'm hemming and hawing because I'm trying to decide. I'm over-analyzing. I'm over-saying what the criteria are before I make my actual call because I haven't made it yet. I'm going to say under. I think they don't trade back into the first round, and they want quantity after round, after pick number two.
I went over. I said that they do trade up to get a tackle. Here's my logic. Who did we have on a few days ago? I think it was Max Chadwick.
Max Chadwick of PFF, yeah.
And we were talking tackles. Darius, matter of fact, if you're able to find this, I'd love to hear exactly what he said. But I asked him something along the lines of, at number 36, when they're picking for the second time, just outside of the first round, are they going to be able to find a starting left tackle? And in a long-winded way, he kind of said, they're going to get a good left tackle. I'm not sure if it's someone that's going to be great starting right away, but they're certainly going to be able to get a tackle there. But he also, in that conversation, told us he thinks there could be 6-7-ish left tackles taken in the first round. Well, if that's the case, they have to trade up. If the run happens where not just the first four, bing, bang, boom, bing, comes off the board, but then the rest of the guys that might fall into the second round, start going at 22, 24, 26, I don't think they're going to have a choice. They've boxed themselves in a little bit. This is the one position that they really didn't address enough to give themselves true freedom and flexibility in the draft. They can't risk, in my opinion, the second round ending after they pick 36, 40, or if they pick again, move back or something. They can't risk going into the third round without having added their starting left tackle. Because at that point, what you're counting on is someone getting cut before or during training camp. And short of an agent already telling you, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we know our guy's getting cut, so you know, let's be on the phone in July. Then Cornelius Lucas is possibly your starting left tackle. If you just sit and wait till 36, all the tackles you really like are gone. Jay came on with us earlier. Jay Gruden said, we were going to take a player at 16. He went one pick earlier. We were screwed and had to scramble. That happens all the time. What happens if Morgan, the tackle from Arizona, goes at 35 and they're banking on him at 36? And now you've got to go corner there or tight end or wide receiver there, and you still don't have a left tackle. I think they probably have to come up into the first round. So I know it's probably the minority opinion. I think they trade up, and I do think they make two picks in the first round.
Jeeps, I haven't seen a mock draft lately that doesn't include eight tackles in the first round. Just, I think that's the point here, is after that eighth guy, which depends on where you're looking, it could be Guyton, it could be Jordan Morgan from Arizona, or you know, somebody else, you're going to find seven or eight guys that go in round number one. The point is, if it goes that way, right, if the fewer surprises, the worse it is for Washington in that case, because you're right. I think one part of it is I would have loved for them to have signed a veteran. I would have won the bidding for Tyron Smith, for example, even on a short-term deal. I understand why they didn't. It wasn't a particularly good tackle market. Wasn't a great cornerback market either, for that matter. Those are a couple spots that kind of left open. You thought, okay, this is a great tackle draft and a great receiver draft. That's what they're thinking, and it makes a lot of sense to me. But one of the reasons you trade a Montez Sweat and take the short-term pain is for that long-term flexibility. You have assets where you can either sit and take a couple of guys if it breaks that way, or you can use it to trade up. It's all a net positive for you. So you could basically think of it as Montez Sweat bought us, you know, six weeks of not having Sweat brought us our starting tackle for the future, potentially, right? That's a good way to process it. But if you want one of these guys, there's a pretty significant drop-off, again, according to the folks that cover this thing, between that last first-round tackle, whoever you happen to have it be, and then the next guy that might go, far more developmental, far more, you know, hit or miss, maybe end of round two, round three, round four, which is just not where I want to be. That's too much Braden Daniels for me. I don't want to do that again. That's a position that they simply have to have. I think they need a receiver also, but I think it's easier to find one of those guys than it is to find one of these tackles.
Yeah, you look at the rankings, and you can move these players around a little bit depending on what site you look at or what draft expert you follow. But Joe Alt from Notre Dame, Fuaga from Oregon State, Fautanu from Washington, Fashanu from Penn State, Latham from Alabama. Those five guys are kind of their own group, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's Amarius Mims, Georgia, Graham Barton, Duke, Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma, Jordan Morgan, Arizona, as you know, the nine or so best tackles in the class. And to your point, maybe if Morgan ends up going ninth, you get him at 36 overall. I was seeing where he was one of the highest graded tackles in the league when left on an island this year. And maybe they think he's a first-round talent. He's their fourth best tackle or something. Mm-hmm. And they think they could get him there and start him at left tackle. That's very possible. I alluded to this. Darius already tracked it down, so kudos to him. This was Max Chadwick of PFF when we asked, how sure are we that the Commanders can get a starting left tackle in the mid-30s?
One of the best tackle classes I can remember, honestly. I mean, you could see eight guys go in the first round. I wouldn't bat an eye, honestly, which is an insane number of offensive linemen going in the first round. Even, I mean, more than eight if you count interior offensive linemen, too. But if you think at, you know, 36, I think there are certain players that I like in that range. I think a guy like Jordan Morgan from Arizona, he could fall down. I think he's been a really, really good tackle for Arizona each of the last two seasons. I think he's a really good pass blocker and run blocker. There's other guys, too, that I think have high ceilings, like Kingsley Suamataia from BYU. The problem is, though, offensive tackle is one of those positions where man, if you're a really good prospect, you're going to go in the first round. It's going to be tough for you to fall. So I wouldn't hate Washington trading back up into the first to get one of their guys if they really like someone. Like even keeping Olufoshanu in, getting him back home. You know, he's from the D.C. area too. But if he starts falling on draft night, maybe Washington makes a move up. I don't quite see that happening for them to move up. But there are some other tackles, though, in the second round that I still think could be good players for Washington.
2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Let's do this thing. Huh?
Here we go.
14 days out. It's almost over. If you're tired of hearing all the speculating and the discussing and the opining and editorializing, it is almost over. Don't you worry your little heart and soul.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.